Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. I'm right now here at WeWork in Frankfurt, and I do have a guest in our series together with our sponsor, Invest in Hessen. Could I just call you Eric?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that would be much better for our international audience. Eric, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Could you briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Eric. I'm founder and CEO of Acomodeo, and born and raised actually from Frankfurt, in Frankfurt. So I know this place pretty well. And I founded the company 5.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And still running it and having fun growing it.
I see. Can we, before we start talking about your startup, can we first go a little bit to the experience that brought you to start a startup? Because in Frankfurt, I assume we're approximately the same age, and when you were young, everybody was talking about investment banking, asset management, being portfolio manager, being an investment banker. What did turn you away from it, or was it your interest to do something else?
Well, if I explain my story, that's actually a pretty wild ride that I had. I never really went into financing or banking. My background is totally different. I worked in the beginning at a German radio station. And from that, I had a very clear focus on media and everything around media. So this is how I started my actual professional career at the radio station. And then I studied actually something to have my footprint in radio and media, which was music business. So there is a university near Frankfurt. It's Mannheim. The Pop Academy, where you can study music business, and my specialty was digital innovation management. So this was the first part where actually my media focus was colliding with the internet and everything around it. So it helped me actually to understand what innovation meant for the music industry. And we all know that there was a certain disruption happening in that area.
Yeah, think about Napster.
Exactly. Not only Napster, there were quite a few who had to change their business model by it. And it was very interesting for me. So I followed that path of digitization into different routes. And one of it was working at Deutsche Telekom, Product Innovation Department, where I was able to work at some lighthouse projects. So this was the area where I learned that there are some very big multinational companies in this world, which are very slow. They try to work agile, but they don't do so.
And we may add for our audience, because like 90% of the people listening to this or watching this are not from Germany, Deutsche Telekom used to be the monopoly telecoms and mail provider in Germany, and then they were split up, and now Telekom is basically doing mobile. The US may know T-Mobile.
Exactly.
And landline, internet, Wi-Fi hotspots, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think they have a very wide footprint from telecommunication, but they also had their footprint in some kind of different startups. So they tried something in collaboration with the Silicon Valley in order to create the new voice over IP solution, because they have a very strong footprint in client base in the small and medium enterprises in Germany. And by that, they had to upsell and to innovate their own. And that was very interesting, because I was part of two of these projects, which were lighthouse projects next to their normal structure of the company. So for me, it was the opportunity to have a little bit more of startup spirit inside of Germany, which was during that time still very unknown, because everybody was traveling to Silicon Valley and somewhere abroad, but nobody really was looking into the own markets and what actually that was meaning for Germany and how to actually implement it. So it was very good learning for me to see that there is some kind of communication differences and also some cultural differences about working in a German company, collaborating with some startups from the Valley. And for me, it was a clear thing that I decided not to go further with a multinational company because it was too slow for what I was passionate about. So I started to work on my own, and I was a consultant for different companies. I had my own company doing online optimization of different kind of point of sale optimization. We used eye tracking, and with the eye tracking, it was possible to do all kind of tests. And this was really interesting to see how people interact with homepages, how people interact with video, how people interact with all kind of digitization. And this measurement brought me next steps, and in the end there was this big situation that I had my second studies of digital pioneering, another well-sounding master's degree, where the idea is that this digital innovation or business case innovation is trying to bring in the classical methods of disruption and innovation into bigger companies. Mm-hmm. So to support entrepreneurship, but also entrepreneurship in existing environments. And it was very helpful because during that time, together with my former flatmate, mm-hmm. We had the idea about Acomodeo. And by that, we had practically a university idea that brought into life.
That is actually the point, because you started out talking about like Pop Academy in Mannheim, like a Deutsche Telekom. And I always thought, where do we get like closing the ring towards a prop tech startup? Because I do believe you're more or less like now doing a prop tech startup, right?
Prop tech, I wouldn't think so, because the service that actually is used is the booking engine for our corporate clients. Mm-hmm. I would call it more a business travel startup, mm-hmm. because what we deliver to our client base, and the client base is very clearly multinational corporates that have the need of apartments all around the world. We provide them one simple platform where they can book apartments all around the world from 1 year up to two, from 1 day up to 2 years. And this is where we have a little bit of the problematics of how to sell this idea, because obviously we have the infrastructure which is necessary to do the service and the business that we sell to clients. But actually, I would see us more in the perspective of a business travel area instead of just prop tech, because it's more about the customer experience to get them booked, to make the market transparent, and to make it an easy, seamless travel experience for any stay which is longer than 3 nights.
So your travel prop tech.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
I see. I like that idea. And we may add, for the people who are watching this, who are listening to this audio podcast, that a lot of companies, especially when they get larger, they tend to send people abroad to secondments or something like this, where they spend like a month, a year, or even 5, 10, 15 years somewhere abroad. I just talked to an Italian guy who lives now for 18 years in Singapore, and he thought when he was sent over that he'll stay there for 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. That are the trends that we are building up to. We see that there is a lot of trends of mobility for employees. You have home mm-hmm. office, but you also have these projects abroad where you have much more agile teams coming together for a certain goal. And then they just spread across and have new projects all over the world. Mm-hmm. And Acomodeo directly tries to supply these kind of companies with a product which makes it much more comfortable to stay more than 3 nights. Because if you ever stayed in a hotel for more than 3 nights, this is something where you don't have fun at all. We try to make it a convenient and professional solution, because if you compare it to Airbnb and the private sharing outside in the market, you often have to change your way of traveling. You have to wait for the host to do the introduction in your home. Sometimes you don't even have an invoice which you can use to do your accounting and billing in the end. So this not really fits into the in the travel requirements of a business traveler. And that's where we see this big opportunity right now, that there is a lot of this professional suppliers in the market. We digitize them. We make sure that they are according to our minimum standards. And then we make them directly bookable and online bookable for the companies all around the world. And this is where this really helps to do all kind of relocation cases, project cases, but also, of course, if you have new hires, to get them to a location and give them an easy start. Because then, of course, our average length of stay is around 60 nights. During that period of time, having a rental flat agreement or all kinds of complicated stuff managed is not very seamless.
If I do understand it right, let us think from like the perspective of a startup founder who is now looking for an apartment for people like for 2 months, 60 days in New York. What would he need to do to start doing business with you guys?
It's actually very easy. We have our own public available platform, which is acomodia.com. So you just go on there. If you register, you have access as a company account. You have access to our pre-negotiated rates for corporates. And then you can do a search. We have a lot of inventory in some destinations, which you can directly book up to 2 years. And also, if you're not happy with the results you see in the first site, you can do a special inquiry. And then our system goes and matches to the suppliers that are in the same region that you're looking for, which are matching to your pricing, which are matching to your special requests. And then we ask them to provide an offer, which you can then directly book. This is the approach for everyone to start.
Providers, you're saying providers, what I have in mind is something like service departments, where basically you go for work, you have furniture, you have everything in there, you just drop your stuff there, you start living there for 2 months, you get cleaning service, laundry service, and you only shop your food and you don't need to take care a lot of the apartment. Is that what you have in suppliers?
Exactly. So we make sure during our onboarding process, there is actually no opportunity for a provider to onboard himself and be directly available online. So we always have a review process where our procurement team takes a look into these suppliers, checks if there is a professional running business behind it that can do invoicing, that the services that we require are included. That means cleaning, but also to have the furniture and certain services on site, and as well that we have the amenities double checked, because if you know this problem, if you're looking for a hotel, you have tons of information about a pool, spa, restaurants, everything connected to the property, but you never really know what's inside your room. And that's exactly where our approach is a little bit more detailed into the rooms. We have the information if there is a toaster, if there is a fully equipped kitchen, or if it's just a small pantry, because that's all the necessary information the traveler is looking for if he wants to stay for a longer period of time. And that's what we check during the onboarding. And then if this is reviewed, we put it online. And that's how we make sure that this complete environment of Acomodeo always fits to the minimum requirements, and that people can reliably use this solution to book all over the world and don't have to hesitate about any problems there.
I was now having several questions. Like, first, what is kind of a trend you are seeing now? Like, you see more demand for like furnished apartments in, let's say, Singapore, or somewhere in Asia, or you see Africa or South America coming, and is there still like a huge demand in the United States or something like that?
Let me put this a little bit into a different phrase, because we actually have the issue. We have a very clear client base. Our solution is designed for multinational corporates, so that we integrate into their travel policy, and then we supply this corporate for, let's say, everything from four nights on worldwide. So what we see in our own performance right now is the representation of more than 16 multinational clients that we have right now. And these are spread across all over the world. What we can say, for example, is that they have a always a very clear footprint, which is matchable to their competitors, which is very interesting to see because it helps us, for example, to do sales. We have one big client. He's from the technology perspective, and its big opponent from the US actually has the same destinations where they have their relocation and projects happening. And for us, it's very cool because by that we can very narrow our focus to the destinations that are important, so our procurement can directly go into these and enable them and enrich them. And for us, it's very good because we can have a much easier process or aligned process because we don't have the B2C approach where we have to go into a certain market and sell it out to almost everyone. So we have a very clear target group and we help them to supply. What we see is that there is a lot of traction right now in the Indian and Chinese market. So especially from our German companies, which have their strongest footprint in Europe, the biggest destinations after Germany is the US, and then there's already India and China. And that's very interesting because from the normal conversations, you never really had the feeling that this is taking so much of the travel volume. But actually, we see this right now, it is happening. And of course, especially during such times as today with coronavirus, you also see how this travel changes. And that's something we are very happy to see right now, how these companies are evolving. And also, we are some of the first that see if they are changing something. If there is a new construction site they are working on, we are the first that are getting these requirements to have accommodation on site. And that's how we are already very, very collaboratively expanding our inventory to the performance of our client base.
Last question would be like, an example of what is now in high-end demand. Like, for example, I could imagine every apartment comes with cleaning, laundry service, and whatever. Are there like apartments and people that request like special dog walking service or something like that that comes with the apartment, like pet friendly, whatever?
Yeah, I think what we see is that especially for projects, the comparability is very clearly to a hotel. They just look for a more comfortable alternative and want something where they can also feel at home. If you go more into the super long stay segment where you have relocation and you have maybe also longer projects, I would say from 3 months on, you also see that they are trying to get their whole life infrastructure with them. So this could be the family, that can be also pets, and by that you have very special requirements to such bookings, and that also is something where we try to optimize it as much as possible. But still, you have to do this a little bit different because if you do, for example, a full year of booking, that could be 28 to 35,000 euros worth of booking volume. Something you would never really do easy online without having any personal contact.
On the cell phone.
And actually, we have this now. So the first clients which are used to our solution, they do such bookings. And that's crazy because that's something we never really believed in when we started. Of course, we had this hope. But now we see that the more we are integrated into companies, the more they understand that this is something in the idea of the company, because of course the company saves a lot of money by switching from a classical hotel to supply to apartments, because they're much cheaper in operations, and by that it's also in the interest of the company. And then we have these strange situations where, for example, a project of 10 people for a half year worth of, I don't know, 150,000 euros, they book it online. And that's of course the point where we try to make it not only a digital platform, but also a service combination to make it, but to make it an efficient service combination. So that's typically where we say there is no computer says no at Acomodeo, we always try to find a solution for our travelers. And that means to include and also to specialize on these special needs that are definitely connected to all kind of these bookings. But this could contain almost everything, from a parking lot, which is the easiest part, from people that require breakfast, even if they stay a half a year, up to the pets and family support. So this could be everything.
Mm-hmm. To kind of wrap this interview up, you are now located and headquartered here in Frankfurt. You see an advantage in that?
So as I said in the beginning, born and raised in Frankfurt, I know this area, so it was a very easy idea for me to remain here. If you look into the German structures of startups, that may not be the best idea to start a startup, because things are a little bit more complicated here, starting from a very high rent. Also very high personal cost, because you compete to existing strong businesses here in the area. So I think starting and ramping up a business could be done much easier than in Frankfurt. But there is a big upside of Frankfurt. We have tons of our target group, the multinational corporates, directly around the corner. So doing our direct sales, this was the place to be. Also in terms of tourism and travel technology, most of the strong partnerships that we currently have, and also the strongest players in the market, they are in Frankfurt or either in the area of Frankfurt. So this really was something where we could easily start to get in conversation with them as well. One bigger point is, as I said, we have a German client base that's traveling all around the world. Right now, we have more than 500,000 contracted units in more than 150 countries. So a big benefit of Frankfurt is that we have an airport where we can fly all over the world and have very good connections. So this is how we developed during the last 5 years, and also had our global footprint supported by the location of Frankfurt, because we have international employees right now. We have more than 16 different languages which we can speak from our headquarters. Additionally to that, we have employees in India that are supporting the Southeast market, Southeast Asian market. We have an office in New York, which we started with the German Accelerator program. And for that, we have our footprint also to Americas, because they really have the need for a local person to contact for. Everything they have to do with Europe, that's not easy and convenient for them. So we understood this market mm-hmm. need, and we also supported that. And yeah, right now, I think this is the setting that we are actually pretty happy with, because we can do a lot from Frankfurt. It's not restricting us in a lot of ways. And it also is pretty easy for us to connect into all other parts of the world and make sure that we can do our business most efficiently. It was a little bit more complicated to ramp it up, but in the end, it was the right decision. Because for a B2B startup, as I would see Acomodeo, this is a better location for us here than any other location in Germany.
Great. So only thing left for me to say is thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you as guest. Best of luck. And we let our viewers determine if you are prop tech, travel tech, or a B2B startup, or Great. Everything.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring. We'll be right back.